Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
What they say in the morning, you'll be talking about all day.
This is a dumb conversation, but, you know, why the hell not? That's what we do.
Thatcher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Santa's drunk.
What more can we say? Hasn't stopped drinking since the 4th of May.
Santa's drunk.
What more can we say? He sold the reindeers and he pawned the sleigh. Rudolph with their nose so bright, you're out of a job, that's right. Santa's nose is twice as red from drinking moonshine in his bed.
Santa's drunk.
What more can we say? It's been 6 months since the elves been paid.
Santa's drunk.
What more can we say? It looks like Christmas is gonna be a delay. Money's tight for old Saint Nick, so Mrs. Claus is turning tricks. Eskimos from miles around are checking out what's going down.
Drunk.
Oh, it is Thatcher and Rich.
What more can we say?
I know my final day of the year, so it is going to be extremely loose, extremely, extremely loose. We've been taking calls all morning for requests of things that you just want to hear from our past. I don't care. We'll do that. Sure, fine. We'll continue to do that. 617-779-0985. But a gentleman is now in studio that I have been dying to speak with. The other half of the Bankroll Boys, Mr. Dan Lifschitz, and the Bankroll Boys are brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings has a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. Download DraftKings now. Use code SportsHub during 12-26-21. Yes, use code SportsHub during sign-up. That is an interesting part of the copy there. And start feeling the sweat like never before. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. First of all, Dan Lifschitz, thank you for coming in and sitting in that hellfire of a traffic accident I think you were stuck behind.
Yeah, a dude lit his car on fire this morning.
Now, did he light it on fire or did something happen?
I don't know, but his car was on fire, and apparently that's why there was a massive backup on the
bike. Did you see it?
I saw the remains of what there was, but yeah, they opened the second lane. So,
so you think that a guy just woke up today and said, "That's it"?
Like, I mean, there's no one on the road. Like, you know, apparently this happened like an hour or so ago, whatever. Mm-hmm. There's no one on the road. How do you screw up that bad? Like, what were you doing, man?
Yeah, I don't know. Has anybody ever been driving their car and it caught on fire? 617-779-0985. Whenever I see that happen, I'm like, what's the moment? What's that moment like where you sit there and you realize there's a flame in your backseat?
I've overheated really bad.
I've had smoke.
I've had smoke. I'm talking about fire.
Never because this is fire.
Because that happens like more times than I swear to God, it's like once a month you look up on TV and there's a car that is on fire. Yeah. Like there was one a couple of months ago. Do you remember that van? And they showed it when it first caught on fire, and then like, you know, 30 minutes later, it looks like the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles thing. It just looks like a charred box. And the entire thing was just toasted.
You might appreciate this, Rich, but I did a weekend bit once about, like, hey, have you ever been in a movie from Boston? And somebody was like, yeah, hey, the car that they blew up in the town that they lit on fire.
Yeah,
that was this guy called in to tell me that was his.
Oh, but I bet he tells that to everyone like, every bar he goes to.
$3,500 to blow up his van. I mean, I guess I'd dig it.
Sure. It's a good deal. Blow up the van. All right. Dan Lifshatz, the reason why I think that you are so effective in this whole betting world is that you're on the inside. You know, guys. Like, you are, I mean, it's like, you know, you talk about the dark net. You are on the dark, dark betting net. Like, you are, you know, you've got phone numbers that you can call who are inside the locker rooms.
They call them dark pools.
Is that what it is?
In the gambling world, they call them dark pools. I'm not kidding. I'm dead serious.
Well, you are swimming in the deep end of the dark pool, my friend. There is a thing going on right now with this spread of the Buffalo game. Now, Cole Beasley, and confirm if anything I say is incorrect, please correct me. So about a couple of days ago, it looked like the spread was New England was favored by one. And then it's announced that Cole Beasley is going to be out of the game with COVID. Cole Beasley, I am not discounting how important he is to Buffalo. He is. He catches the second most passes on that team, only behind Stephon Diggs. You know, obviously, he's a nice trapdoor that Josh Allen has had this season. I think he's got almost 700 yards. Very effective player. It is a big deal that he's gone. But I didn't think it was a 1.5-point swing big deal, because after that announcement was made, that day the spread went to 2.5 now towards the Patriots. My conspiracy theory, and this is where I want to bring my guy who's swimming in dark pools here, is that somebody knows something about the health of the Buffalo Bills, and that they probably believe if he's got it, Cole Beasley, then someone else in that locker room has it. What have you heard?
So I'm about to throw water on your conspiracy, and I'm very sorry here. The line moved to 2.5 before Beasley was ruled out.
Oh.
It was just a sharp move by a betting group, what they call syndicates, which is a large betting group who are wagering a large amount of dollars on offshore books and whatever to get it down. And it was just a syndicate move from the Patriots -1 to 2.5. And it just conveniently happened that Beasley happened to be ruled out after that move. Now, if the question is, well, could they have made the move off Beasley? The answer is yes, they could have, but
so they could have known before the public.
People probably did, but he's not worth. Beasley's not even worth half a point to a spread. And forget about 1.5.
And that's why I thought it was so strange that it would swing that much. Like a guy like Beasley, if he's out, it probably would have stayed exactly the same. And if it like even went half a point, I'd be like, okay, whatever. But that's pretty big in the betting world. I mean, it does take something fairly substantial to swing that quickly. And I'm wondering if maybe that big betting syndicate, they obviously people with that much money to spend probably have people in the dark pools that you speak of. Maybe they were tipped off on something that's going on.
I think you'd see usually it's for a move like that, it needs to be a quarterback. For instance, you saw the
Kyle
Raven,
Allen.
The Raven spread is a perfect example this week, right? Where it opened, 3.5, 4.5, and closed at 10.
Yeah.
Because Lamar wasn't out there. The Washington football team, now those what we call them. Good example, I think the Eagles were 4.5, and they closed at 10 and went to 6.5. And then there were some rumors that, Heinicke and Kyle Allen may play, but then they were ruled out with COVID, and then they're possibly going to be in. So there, that line bounced from 6.5 to 10, the 6.5 back to 10. That line movement was absolutely crazy. So, look, the whole right now, the way to win bets, and this is just 100% honest in the COVID world, is to get information. That is it. For instance, there's a bowl game coming up. It's Western Michigan, Nevada. I don't know. Joe, we talked about this one. Western Michigan opened +9 against Nevada. Then there were rumors in dark pools. Carson Strong, who is like a top NFL prospect, was not going to play. So that dropped to 4.5. And then the coach left. 11 starter transferred out, and now it's Western Michigan -7 from +9.
Okay.
So, the information runs the bowl season and right now NFL season.
And how much information do you have regarding the New England Patriots? Do you have any kind of sources?
I have not heard anything. In terms of the Patriots, they're very, very protective of their information, when it comes to leaks and stuff, but I have heard that they seem to be doing okay, and they are keeping their players very far apart from each other.
Well, I mean, that's how you win right now. It's all about health and this push that everyone's got right now. I mean, how many teams are in it as far as either in the playoffs right now or right there in the fringe? It's got to be 75% of the league. So if anyone's smart, they're doing everything they can right now. I did see this yesterday, and I don't know if you saw this as well. A listener, when we were talking about this, apparently on Josh Allen's wife's Instagram, there's pictures from Sunday's game of Josh Allen hugging up next to Cole Beasley's fiance.
Yes.
And they're like snuggling together, and there's a bunch of pictures of them like, you know, right on top of each other. And that's why I think some people are saying, well, I mean, listen, if they were next to each other and that's Cole Beasley's girlfriend, then who knows if it gets Josh Allen.
I'm telling you, watch the spread. If you see big moves, you know, right now, because people are terrified to play anything. Usually big groups will play, you know, the numbers they like early in the week,
yeah,
and it'll just move. That's how it normally works. Right now, everyone is terrified to play things early in the week. So if you're seeing a move, it's almost 95% based off information.
Wow.
So the one thing that does concern me is the Patriots move, and I don't think it's not a Beasley move. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's not a Beasley move.
But they've got info.
But there's something that's probably causing that. Ooh, I mean, you know.
I love
it. If you're, you know, again, it's not a major move, but for instance, Jacksonville went from 2.5-3 to pick them yesterday when the Jets got all their stuff ruled out. So like,
Then, was that before the Saleh news?
So
because I mean, how many people the Jets are like? There's like they put out a sheet and it looks like basically their starting lineup.
Yeah, I got in a fight with a bunch of Jets fans yesterday on Twitter. Shocking.
You don't do that. That's so uncharacteristic.
I know, but no. Well, so
why Jets fans?
Well, they were telling me how good of a coach Robert Saleh is. I was trying to explain to them that
who's the interim coach?
It literally doesn't matter. He's better than Robert Saleh. Robert Saleh is horrendous. Like, perfect example, he was ruled out with COVID before all the 15 players were.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The spread actually went towards the Jets.
Oh, really? What's all?
I'm not kidding. That Robert Saleh is actually worth negative points right now.
That's great.
In sharper betters' minds.
That's
so,
pretty
yes,
funny.
Yes, and then once the players ruled out, then it went back towards the... But it went from 2.5 to 3.
I love it. I love it. All right, let's real quick, Kevin, if you wouldn't mind, let's go to Michael on line one. Michael, your car caught on fire. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
We were leaving the bar at Chelmsford, and my buddy's wiring inside the truck started smoking, and the whole truck caught on fire.
Now, were you in the car at the time?
No, we were all inside, but then we came outside to see the fire department all out there.
Okay, so, all right. Yeah. I appreciate it, Michael. I want to know what it's like to actually be in a car when it's caught on fire. Kevin, on line three. What's up, Kev?
Hey, good morning, guys. This happened to me about 20 years ago. I went fishing, and I had caught a few fish, so I was a little ways from home, so I put them in a bucket so that they wouldn't go bad. I could, you know, clean them when I got home. So I'm driving home, and I noticed smoke coming from underneath the hood. And then I seen flames. So I pulled over, I popped the hood, and sure enough, the engine's on fire, and I'm kind of panicking, and the only thing I had was the bucket of fish with the water in it. No, this is true story. I reminded my wife of this the other day. So I threw the whole bucket on the engine, and the fire went out. I had one of the trout that stuck down in the manifold. It took me a while to get it out, but at least I put the fire out. I sold the car about a few months later, and I was actually looking down in the manifold to make sure there was no remnants left down there.
And it smelled like trout.
I don't know what's worse is the fact that you sold that car.
That's awesome, man.
Hey, if it smells like fish, that's my dish.
All right. Yes, that is on a T-shirt somewhere in Panama City. Absolutely.
The only time I remember a car on fire, The Sopranos. Remember he was like making out with the girl, Junior?
Or is that a Big Johnson T-shirt? Is that what it is? Big Johnson fishing.
Co-ed naked fishing.
Co-ed naked fishing. Yeah. It takes a big pole to get the tuna.
Co-ed naked was awesome. I used to have all those shirts.
I think co-ed. I think, no, you didn't. You used to run co-ed.
I had chicks dig the long ball.
All right.
What else did I have?
Now, when you wore it, could you avoid the panties being thrown in your direction of women who
I was probably 8. but yeah, I had a co-ed naked shirt as a young boy.
Did you wear it to school?
No,
they weren't allowed at my school.
Yeah, because I went to Catholic school, so they wouldn't allow that stuff.
Sure.
I had a hockey one. It was something about sticks in the crease or something like that.
Oh, sure, sure. It was like,
punchline.
You know, co-ed naked firefighting. It takes a big hose to put
I remember, I think we had one that was co-ed naked fishing. And I think it was like, get your rod wet.
Sure. It was like, hey, look, there's a pole here. It's big. You know what that means?
Dip your rod in. Yeah.
Your crotch. It takes a big crotch.
Co-ed plumbing. Keep plunging until your pipes are clean.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Those were universally cool back then, too. Like, everyone thought those were cool back then.
Now, were you able to make it into the secret parties of the Four Seasons wearing that? Were you able to, you know, mingle with the Monopoly guy?
I definitely got into the VFW halls, mostly.
That's where you get, like, the Schaefer beer out of the vending machine.
The Elks, you know?
Hey, bring that kid over here who's got the funny shirt. Read the shirt
again. It's kind of like Spider and all them when they're having the game. That was like what it was like when you went.
Well,
to
I mean,
VFW
listen,
house.
The real Goodfellas. Spider,
dance for me.
Right, Spider was wearing a Big Johnson T-shirt. All right, we will get to the games you can actually bet on. 617-779-0985. I do want to find out where your head is, not only about the New England game, but also there is a massive movement in the spread as to who will end up being the next coach of Jacksonville. Josh McDaniels' name, very interesting where he lands. We will get to that right after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
This is the home of the Bruins and the Celtics.
It is nothing but a thrill a minute.
And these guys.
Oh, my Lord, what could come next?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And my final day here until the big holiday break. But we have the Bankroll Boys in studio. Joe Murray, Dan Lifshatz, also Christian Arcand here as well. And let's go ahead and start with New England versus Buffalo. Right now, as it stands, where is the spread? Because it's been moving around.
2.5.
New England by 2.5.
How'd you feel about that open, by the way? Because I originally thought the Pats should be favored against Buffalo.
Yep.
Now I kind of feel like Buffalo. I mean, -1, it makes me lean Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with that. The opener is a little nerve-wracking. It's a very low number for being home and where Buffalo opened in Buffalo. A bit of a surprise. I'm wondering what the deal is. Look, I personally like the Patriots, but I'm not going to be playing them this week just based upon the opening number of the spread. It's a little concerning to me.
Why do you like the Patriots?
So there's an angle that actually goes against the Patriots for whatever, but there's a big, big time, like long, sharp angle that goes against the Patriots. But the way that I'm looking at this right now, I do not trust Josh Allen I do not trust Ranger McFriendly, the dumb coach over there.
McFriendly.
Yeah, yeah. He's such a, you know, he's a putz.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I don't trust anything that they do in that operation over there right now. So until Buffalo can prove that they can get it together and win a big game. If you notice, all their wins this year, pretty much the large extent of their wins have come against losing teams and losing situations. I mean, I just don't trust that team right now.
About the Patriots too, Lucian.
Chargers was a good win.
Chargers was one.
They beat the Chargers on the road. They were in the Bucs game. They took the Cowboys to overtime. Like, yeah, they haven't finished. But they
Bills beat Kansas City.
The Titans are a good team.
Just to throw this in there, the Bills' 6 wins, other 8 wins, were all against backup quarterbacks.
So think about it. No, with the Patriots, I mean, they beat the Bills, which is a winning team. They beat the Chargers. They beat the Titans. Now listen. At the time, Cleveland, you know, was a team that I think they had a winning record at that time, but they also were missing one of their biggest running backs.
They were missing Chubb, but Cleveland was coming off a massive divisional win.
Yeah, they were.
And they were playing very well. Now, losing Chubb kind of probably changed the trajectory of that game.
And losing Derrick Henry changed the trajectory for the Tennessee game, but they're still a very good team. But you can't say that the Patriots haven't beat winning teams because
they played the Cowboys and the Bucks tough. So if you want to look at it, like besides playing the Rams and who else, the Packers, they can compete with any team in the league.
I really think that the Patriots have been overvalued for a good portion, and I said it last week. I told Joe I do not like the Patriots last week. I like Indy. I said it like 4 times. I think this week is a good bounce.
I wish I mentioned this last week. I wish I didn't, because originally we liked Indy going into it, and I kept thinking about it, and I said, I just think the Pats will be better. But, you know, I have 10 wins for the season for the Pats. So 9.5 is the number. So if you have the season win, you don't even need to bet this game. If they win, you hit your bet. So it's kind of like if you bet this game, you're doubling down on that season bet.
Sure.
I don't think you have to do.
So where's your head at?
I think Buffalo is playing better. And I just want to throw this one out. I'm trying to get away from trends because I've been literally locked in, riding too many angles. Mm-hmm. The coaching angle, when a coach gets fired, the next team wins. That's been hot. Oh, that didn't work this week.
Oh, really? Jacksonville?
The Jaguars.
But what I'm trying to say, though, is like the trends, sometimes you can get caught up in them, but... Hey, the Bills, when they play in New England, 5-1-1 the last 7 in New England.
Okay.
So they're not afraid to come into New England.
So are you staying away from this game then?
I'm probably going to bet it no matter what.
But
looking at it right away, just as an observer and trying to lean you in the right way that the number opened, I think it favors Buffalo, not the Patriots.
Okay.
Can the Patriots 100%. Win? Absolutely they can.
100% favors Buffalo on the opener. But that being said, like, again... They are a team right now I do not trust, and I would not bet them. They're not. I mean,
who's going to play wide receiver and, you know, the running back situation? I mean,
Gabriel Davis has been really good.
Dude, Emmanuel Sanders can play the slot for Cole Beasley. Yep. I'm not afraid of that.
I just think it's who handles damaged pride the best, because you saw, obviously, the Bills are going to want to, you know, make up for being embarrassed, especially the running game when they played against the Patriots. And then last week, the Patriots being embarrassed, like, who is going to be able to bounce back from having, like, hurt pride the most? And we've seen it with the Patriots. They're able to bounce back in games like that. I don't really know which way it's going to go. I'm like you. I don't trust Sean McDermott. I think he's going to come out there and try to have, like, I'm a super calm game face because, you know, he's looked like a jackass last time. And then he's going
to
lose his mind.
Watch him try to, like, run the football. Singleton did well last week. He's a guy that can hurt you out of the backfield, too.
I had a conspiracy theory, and we kind of talked about it on the podcast last week, that the Patriots were overlooking the Colts to this Buffalo game, because I said, if they beat the Colts, that's great, but if Buffalo beats Carolina, then they're pretty much in the same place now. If the Patriots drop that game to the Colts and then beat Buffalo, they'll be essentially 2 games ahead due to the tiebreaker, and then... You know, and then the win-loss. So, in my opinion, the Buffalo game was always more important. And what I said was that the Patriots might be overlooking Indy at the Buffalo game. And then Mac Jones said they had a terrible week of practice and whatever. And I think that then this was just a thing I heard out there, that they were focusing on Buffalo maybe more than they should.
It would make sense.
Last week. Yeah. And we talked about it on the podcast or the show or whatever it was, the show, I guess, Saturday. And, yes, I mean, that's... And that's how I feel now. I feel that they were looking ahead to this game. This game was more and is more important to them.
It does make sense. Now, a great game tonight. San Francisco versus Tennessee. You've got San Francisco favored by 3.5. Are you going to bet on this game?
Yeah, I am. I'm on Tennessee. And I think it's, to me, it's very, to me, it wasn't even close.
Jimmy G's been hot.
Yeah, that's great. Tennessee's coming off a game where you want to talk about a wrangle and you want to talk about maybe a statistical outlier. They turned the ball over. I think they had like three fumbles in that game. It's not a consistent, you know, outcome. They probably should have beat Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh got very lucky again, having to wait to the second half to actually, you know, start playing football. I think Tennessee is going to come out and play well. And yes, the Niners are playing very well, but they're off a short week. Okay. And this is a huge game for Tennessee, because if they lose this game and Indy wins this week, now you're talking about a real race for the division.
Sure.
This game is a massive, massively important game for Tennessee. And it looks like potentially A.J. Brown's back tonight. Julio is practicing in full. Yeah. So this is going to be a little bit of a different Tennessee team than you see in the past couple weeks. I think this is a massively important game.
Joe, is there a game this week that you like the most? Like, which one do you like the most?
So I've circled the Miami game this week.
New Orleans?
Yeah, Miami, New Orleans.
New Orleans getting three.
New Orleans just beat the Bucks. An emotional divisional win.
Crash. I know what you're talking about.
Miami's won six in a row. And the line's three. I think Tua can play well and they can pull off an upset.
They could. The one thing that is concerning is they had a comeback victory against a divisional opponent themselves, who they were not playing super well against. But I agree with Joe. I think it's Miami or nothing. That New Orleans team, they played lights out and beat Tom Brady. This is a letdown spot.
There's one other one. Colts and Cardinals.
Yeah, this is Cardinals. This might be one of my second or third biggest play of the year.
Look at the line open.
Cardinals. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Really?
Look at the number. Yeah. One.
Open.
It's the same thing with the pick'em.
It opened Cardinals minus one. It got to Cardinals plus one. But here's the deal. Again, talking about spot betting. The Colts just played their Super Bowl. I mean, realistically, the Colts hate the Patriots. That was a hugely important game for them, not only for the team, but for the owner has a thing for the Patriots. The coach has a thing for the Patriots.
Yeah.
The quarterback has a thing because, you know, he didn't get to play against the Super Bowl. There was a lot of talk about that as well. The Colts had played a massively important game. The Cardinals are coming off a bad loss against Detroit where they were looking ahead. So this is a letdown versus a look ahead, and that is the culmination of very bad.
The only thing that concerns me, Cardinals are 27th in the league at stopping the run.
Yep.
That's a problem.
But
it's a problem against the Colts.
No, but what I'm saying, though, is Wentz had five completions last week. Think about that. Five completions and won a football game.
Yeah, because you've got the best running back in the league.
I think the defense of Arizona is very good.
Yeah,
I think they're skilled all around.
I do too, and I think they've been playing better as of late in terms of stopping the run.
They suck at home though.
They do suck at home, but again, it's a letdown versus a look ahead. The whole world's going to be on Indy. You know that. This is a very, very good spot for the Cardinals. This is maybe their best spot of the year.
All right. This is a bet that most likely you might know the answer to within the next week. Actually, within the next like several days. Was it the 23rd? Fixed 4 days. Thanks to the whole new rule about coaches being able to be hired by December 27th. Jaguars head coach for game one of the 2022 season. I remember how shocked I was when Urban Meyer was first fired. Vegas had Josh McDaniels fairly far down the list. You guys remember that? There were like four or five people ahead of him.
Yep.
And I thought he would have been one or two. Since then, he has rocketed up. And right now, he is in the second best odds, only behind Kellen Moore. And it's just right there. It's like plus 325 for Kellen Moore and then Josh McDaniels at 350. How do you feel this is going to shake out?
Where's Byron Leftwich on that?
He's right behind Josh McDaniels at plus 375. He's third best odds.
There's a lot of talk about him. And by the way, I think Leftwich will be an absolute disaster. He's another guy that Tom Brady has made look better than he actually is. Don't forget who he was working with prior to that. And
Jameis.
Yeah, and how'd Jameis do that?
Well, he
season?
Threw for 5,000 yards but had a bunch of interceptions.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, hey, 5,000 yards,
okay,
30 interceptions.
And then he went on to be a free agent and had to be a backup. So, I mean, again, that's the Jameis Winston. I mean, again, so I think Leftwich looks good thanks to Tom Brady, my personal opinion. He might be a good coach. That's great. But I don't think he's ready to be a head coach of a team. And I get the whole concept. Like, you're trying to develop Trevor Lawrence and everything. There has to be, I mean, Shad Khan has to take a deep look into his team and actually find out, you know, make the best decision, not the decision that your fans like or whatever. They'll turn on you.
Can I give you a sneaky name? I think if Russell Wilson moves on from Seattle, maybe Pete Carroll leaves.
Oh.
People think Jacina Anderson's big scoop is that Pete Carroll's going to get fired. That's like the scuttlebutt about that.
Because this is the first time that Russell Wilson has had a losing record since he's been there.
This is a disappointment. They've put some pretty good pieces together. I don't think it's Pete Carroll, by the way. I don't think he's the issue there.
But the answer.
He's older, and maybe they want to go in a different direction.
I don't know.
I'm just the best spitballing names.
No. I like that theory, but the thing about Josh McDaniels, and Burt Breer said it on our show last week, and it stuck with me. It was a team that I didn't even think about. Is he thinks that there's a chance that he could be Josh McDaniels could be going to Houston. And I was
that makes sense.
I was like, why would he do that without a quarterback when you could go to Jacksonville? And it has everything to do with the relationships with the front office. And I guess that gets along with Jack Easterby, of all people. He likes Jack Easterby.
The only thing with Houston is they have no draft. So, like, you're not going to get a first-round pick.
Well, they're going to get a stockpile once they trade Deshaun Watson, which they will. So it might not be for this year, but Josh McDaniels might be able to play with, you know,
Nick Foles or Tyrod Taylor.
Who knows? Yeah, who knows what that's going to be. But I do find that interesting that Josh McDaniels went flying up that list. By the way, is Mac Jones still safe as Rookie of the Year right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he actually...
The MVP.
Because Jamar Chase didn't really do anything to help himself last year.
One catch, 3 yards.
You know?
Yeah, actually, yeah. So Jones actually got his... He distanced himself.
Can we be honest with this one?
Market.
I've seen some you going back and forth with some people on this one. Who else is the option? Like, Mac Jones has to be the answer for the success of the
Jonathan
Patriots.
Taylor. I'm sorry. For MVP. MVP. I'm sorry. For MVP, you got to go. I'm getting the two mixed up here. The Jonathan Taylor thing is interesting. Let's talk about MVP real quick. The Jonathan Taylor thing is interesting because he continues to move up, and you have seen right now Tom Brady fall out of first. And I am still not convinced that people are going to, after the stunt that he pulled, vote for Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. That's why... I think if you're trying to get good value, you put it on Jonathan Taylor.
Can I tell you who probably, well, it's not going to happen, but Cooper Kupp.
I was going to say, if you're going to make a case for Jonathan Taylor, there's a better case to be made for Cooper Kupp. He has been more dominant than Jonathan Taylor has been, in my opinion.
He has saved Stafford's ass.
Yes, he has been the reason that the Rams are
what they are. But that is a team also that's loaded with talent. When you look at the Colts, you look at the one guy.
Yeah, you're right.
And I think that's going to help him stand out even more. And you know what, to be honest? I think stuff like Hard Knocks is going to help. I think that having like basically a PR machine built for you and telling the world how great you are.
My only thing with Taylor is, and I'm not trying to discredit him. He was great at Wisconsin.
Yep.
He just has a killer line.
His offensive line is amazing. I mean, maybe not against the pass, but against the run.
Put it this way. I don't know the names of many offensive linemen if they weren't Patriots, but we all know Quinn.
Everyone knows Quinn Nelson.
I mean, listen, everyone knows, you know, that he's the guy that Jim Irsay is a huge fan of. It's what was that famous phone call that he had?
Hey, Quentin,
what's up, man?
Hey, Quentin, what's up, man?
That's the guy.
I think we need a Christmas song from... Irsay.
Well, he has recorded one. He did Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Have we played this?
No, it's garbage.
Oh. So, that's exactly why you need to play it.
Well, maybe we will later on. All right, well, the Bankroll Boys, thank you very much.
Tim, no show this weekend, obviously. Okay. The hall. But we are going to do a podcast live because there's all the NBA games. So
okay.
You'll find
and
us.
And a bowl game.
Yeah. And a bowl game.
There's a bowl game every day.
We get the Hawaii Bowl.
That's
the
right.
Aloha Bowl.
Trust Joe tomorrow Marana. Night. He's always got inside info on the Hawaii Bowl.
Joe, just don't take Hawaii because Joe has taken Hawaii three or four times.
I would
this
just
year.
Like to say
they have Joe. Hawaii has failed Joe.
I got
year.
My ass kicked last week.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm 6-1 this week.
Hey. All right, he's bouncing back.
I'm on a heater, baby.
All right, when we come back, Dan Lifshatz, to your point, you said that the Colts played their Super Bowl last week. Last night was the debut of this week's episode of Hard Knocks, where they are following around the Colts, and it covers their game against the Patriots. Dan, you couldn't be more right. We have sound clips of what happened behind the scenes as they prepared for the Patriots. And I'll tell you this, they don't think much of Mac Jones. We will get to that right after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Listen to them. You're going to ruin your career.
Rich.
You can't listen to those people. They're maniacs.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Rudy spent his Christmas in jail. Rudy spent his Christmas in jail. Rudy couldn't get out of bail. This time, rumors must fail. He's got to stay in. He ain't going to win. Rudy spent his Christmas in jail. Turned out fake. Rudy's planning a great big break. Maybe it's time to bring a pot and a cake. He ain't gonna win. He's gotta stay in. Rudy's spent his Christmas in jail.
Oh, it is Toucher and Rich. Last day before I'm out of here for the rest of the year. So I think January 3rd, I believe. We got Joe Murray, Christian Arcandon, and it was interesting. Dan Lifschitz, when he was in here a minute ago, said that he's not high on the Colts this week because he believes that the Colts played their Super Bowl this past week against the Patriots. I watched the new episode of Hard Knocks. It has been fairly entertaining, not only for Jim Irsay reasons, but yesterday it was the episode that covered the preparation and the actual game against the Patriots. So as a Patriots fan, I got to be honest, it's a great 48 minutes of television. You kind of see behind the scenes how they were studying for this game, how they were preparing, what happened during the game, their reaction afterwards, and I couldn't agree with Lifschitz more. These guys, I mean, this was it for them. They are all about taking on the Patriots, as you should. I mean, this is, you know, it was the number one team in the AFC at the time. You know, you have to get pumped for it. It was a primetime game. It was at home. But there were several things that we learned from this. Number one, from watching the game, it doesn't seem like their opinion of Mac Jones was very high.
Darius Leonard and the Colts defense are homing in on a pressure point, getting to Patriots rookie quarterback Mac Jones.
I know this is true. For us to go where we want to go, let's make this rookie QB feel something that he hasn't felt from a defense before, right? Let's get after this rookie quarterback. I'm telling you now, get after this guy.
I'm telling you guys, this quarterback, like, I watched all the game. I mean, we all watched a lot of games over the weekend and studied these guys. He'll make some, you know, he's a rookie, so he'll do some things like this, you know, just like that. That's what I mean, guys. Like, man, this guy, you stop the run, make this guy play quarterback. You guys good on that?
We really want this guy to be anxious about people on his face. It's to pressure him. It's to make him hurry up everything. You know, that's he's got to feel this anxiety the entire game, guys. This is the key to eliminating their passing game.
So you see them in the film room just watching over and over. They found almost every play to where Mac Jones has got a guy right in his face and is flipping out. And they're just like, we need to do this. And they're trying to figure out, okay, what was wrong with the line here? How do we pressure this kid? Because when he ends up being that, because they're talking about how he was just like Tom Brady. Like, the dude gets rid of it so fast. He just wants to live to another play. And they said, we have to somehow make it to where he's not able to do that, and we can get some through here. And the whole thing, there, no one is really saying anything glowing at all about him. They're just focusing on the crap. And, you know, usually you in these things, like, man, this kid's good. Oh, he's good. None of that.
You're like, this guy sucks.
Yeah, but do you like, I don't really think they did a lot. I think the Patriots beat themselves. I think they beat themselves.
Oh, well, of course. In that game, and I mean, all the penalties.
I know the point here is
but
they really wanted.
I'm not even saying that it was effective. I'm just saying that you can tell
their mentality.
They don't respect this guy.
Exactly.
Which, you know, he's a rookie. So, sure, I get that. I understand it.
Like the Leonard interception, by the way, was a great individual play.
Yeah.
But Hunter Henry didn't look for the ball early enough. Like, he wanted to throw it earlier. Henry wasn't looking at the football, and he just kind of underthrew it, and Leonard made the play.
So, if you had to guess what storyline from that game they wanted to concentrate on and make a big deal out of, because there's one storyline that came from that night's game that I knew before the episode even aired that I was like, they're going to milk this.
Not the McDaniels, Greg Doyle.
No. You mean that guy, Ryder? No, you couldn't even read that jackass's article. It was like paywalled. Like,
I thought maybe an idiot would
be not the Patriots special or anything, right?
No, that would be, of course, special teams coach Bubba Ventrone, who was freaking out on the sidelines and, of course, had a history of being a player on the Patriots. So they set this whole thing up, and they're talking to him beforehand, and he was being interviewed before the game even played about his time with Bill Belichick.
Ventrone gets Bill Belichick perfectly.
Well, first off, he's telling them to give us as many compliments in the media as possible.
It's really a well-balanced football team.
He'll be like, you know, tell them how good they are.
Good on offense, good on defense, good in the kicking game.
Just give them compliment after compliment after compliment.
Obviously, execute well. You know, don't turn the ball over. Do a good job of taking it away.
And then by the end of the week, he's going to show them our deficiencies and where they feel like they can attack us and things that they can capitalize on to give them the edge in the game.
From top to bottom, it'll be the best group that we've faced in all phases. It really is.
He's talking about not making penalties, playing with good decision-making, and playing with discipline.
We have to prepare extremely well going against a veteran team that has been in, and they've seen everything.
And those are the things we need to do to be able to win the football game as well.
This is a big-time game, fellas. You got to be ready to play. You got to prep and be accountable to everybody in the room. Okay, so me asking questions, you better have answers. Okay, you better have answers. All right, that's it.
So they go to the game itself, and they show, you know, the block punt and how all that goes down. They show Ventrone freaking out. But I thought this part was really well produced, because after the play is done, listen to what they do.
Do your thing. Play physical versus these blocks. They can't block you. They can't block you.
Now the Patriots down 7-0. Bailey to punt it away.
Blocked by Indianapolis. The ball is in the end zone. EJ Speed swoops in and scores a touchdown. Yeah! Let's go! Hell yeah!
The block happened just the way Bubba Ventrone thought it might. Number 49, Matt Adams, took advantage of an opening on the Patriots' line of scrimmage, an opportunity Ventrone pointed out 2 days earlier in a special teams meeting.
Look, on that money now, we're going to have a shot on money, okay? And Matt Adams, you may end up coming leaking through that B-gap on the money too, okay? This is going to be extremely good for us, okay? That's going to be great.
Matthew Adams, you're going to see him right here. He prepared all week. Nothing really fancy here. He just runs right by Jakob Johnson.
That's the way to execute.
What did I tell you about timing? What did I tell you?
I know.
It was an awesome scene. Yeah. It says under the screen, 2 days earlier, and it shows them in the room, and he's actually circling that gap right there, and he goes, here is where they're vulnerable. We watch tape after tape, and this is where you can get them. And he kept showing them like a bunch of different scenes. So they went back. And so essentially this guy, as much of a jackass as he looked like on the sidelines, and they do also, there's a bunch of players who are making fun of him because he flipped out so much, even on the Colts. It's pretty great. But the dude called a shot. The dude knew exactly what was going to happen, and it worked.
And there was two other punts blocked this year. So maybe they saw in the film here.
Oh, yeah.
And not for nothing, Johnson's a run blocker. I don't know if he's really stand up, try to block it.
Yeah, but I mean, that was inexcusable. Yeah. I know what you're saying, but
you're right.
but it was the hole
in the play.
It was an amazing scene where they just went 2 days earlier, and you see them just describing like every single second of how that ended up going down.
You know what's funny? The players that have played for Belichick that have become coaches have done well. the coaching tree, I would say, like, all right, Vrabel.
Vrabel's great. I've said this before. If Bill Belichick ever left, I'd want Mike Vrabel to be the coach of the Patriots.
Zach Taylor, Cliff Kingsbury. I'm just giving other names right. that have played for...
who aren't on the coaching tree, but they played for the Patriots.
That's a decent point.
Yeah. You know, yeah. And Ventrone, Ray was okay. Like, these guys were Villanova stars. They played in the FCS, him and his brother.
And Ross was the one who just kept getting hired and fired and hired and fired like 20 times in one season.
I worked with Ross at a tech company, okay? Like, that's what he's doing nowadays.
I think he set a record for the amount of times
it was transaction. But, no, Ray Ventrone was a well-respected special teamer here. They loved him. And he used Bill Belichick. Look at him. I mean, look, he called that play. Yeah. He called the shot.
Well, we got Burt Breer coming in just a minute. And when we get back, we'll start off the break with the reaction in the locker room. And it also involves our favorite gentleman, the owner of the team, makes an appearance. And if you want to hear a team that is extremely happy that they beat the New England Patriots, they were not high to get in the locker room. We'll get to that and Burt Breer right after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.